It's midnight on the Oakland side of Telegraph Avenue. For a city known to most outsiders as a cesspool of crime, it doesn't look very dangerous. Quiet, empty, almost peaceful. Peaceful if you can ignore the massive fire a mile away in the Bottoms. The third building to go up in flames this month. Some say it's anarchists. Others have conspiracies about Russians or bloodthirsty Satanists. Only in Oakland could all of those be the same person. But anyway, as the lamppost signs indicate, this part of town is Koreatown Northgate, lovingly abbreviated to KONO. City boosterism at its finest.
Damn, it's smoky out there. And cold.
Oh, shut the door.
Also, the clothes need another 20 minutes to dry.
I'm home less than 2 days and you already got me driving you around all night?
Oh my god. Girl, chill. Here.
No. No, 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 no. I can't. If I smell another grape swisher, I will vomit. Guaranteed.
Beulah, I haven't seen you in 3 years. We are going dumb tonight, so you better smoke this.
We're a little old to be going dumb.
I rolled it just for you.
Rebecca is always so damn pushy. It's what I like about her and what makes me want to wring her neck.
Fine. One hit. But this is the last time I celebrate anything in some sketchy ass laundromat.
Keep a lookout for police.
Bro, what? Please, OPD ain't gonna mess with us. Hot boxing, hot Cheetos. All we need is Mac Dre on the radio and it'd be high school all over again. Jesus, you turned into a lightweight.
Yeah, it's just like Savannah. Savannah is my younger sister by 20 minutes. She's my identical twin and currently in a coma. I don't want to talk about her, but I can't help it. Speaking of Savannah, do you know why she attacked that cop?
No. Nobody knows.
She's lying. She's bad at it. Always has been.
Are you sure she didn't say anything?
No. Who knows what was going through her head?
That girl could never keep a secret. Someone must have known what she was up to.
Truth be told, I already know Rebecca's the reason my sister was shot by a police officer. Just thought she'd be honest with me. Savannah always said my expectations were too high.
Is that why you came back here? Little Miss Deep State? To do some sleuthing? How long are you in town anyways?
My grandma needs me, girl. Of course she says she doesn't, but there's no one else to help with Savannah.
So you're not going back to the academy?
Not in the foreseeable future.
Well, you damn sure couldn't pass the drug test now anyway. But hey, maybe she'll wake up.
It'd take a miracle.
So? That means it's not impossible. Well, if you need a job, I got you. Lenny, this dude I know, has a cafe on 7th. He's kind of a freak, but... Why are you making that face? Are you eating paranoid?
Look!
I don't see anything. You mean that crackhead?
The naked girl walking in the middle of the fucking street.
Yep, here it is. This is Oakland. This is home. And there is a there here.
What the actual fuck? Well, she probably needs help.
Nope. I'm not getting involved in whatever that is. Let's go.
She's like 15. What if she just escaped a sex trafficking ring? What if she was assaulted?
We'll call the police.
The pigs? You seriously think they'll lift a finger to help her?
That's not our problem.
Wow.
Crap, I think she sees us. Beck, stop making eye contact.
Man, she really is naked. Like 100% naked. Wait, she's running straight towards the car. What is she?
Somebody help me, please! Help me, please, help! Please open the door, please!
What's wrong?
Can't just open the fucking door, he's trying to kill me!
Don't do it.
Are you okay?
He's going
gonna kill us. Just drive! Go! Move!
Who the hell is behind us?
Damn, those headlights are bright.
That's the motherfucker I'm talking about! Bitch, just drive!
Are you really in my car calling me a bitch?
Viola!
He's pulling up on your side.
What do they want? Why is she rolling down the window?
That's his mean ass mama. Okay, don't open the window unless you want her to drag your ass out.
Just crack open the window. Just crack it open. Can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
She gonna need to come with us.
Is she your daughter?
Hey, mama, watch out. Hey, bitch, don't worry about all that shit. Get my motherfucking property out the backseat of your motherfucking car.
First of all, don't call my friend out of her name.
Shh, it doesn't matter.
Second, this little girl is not your property.
Wait a minute, hold on. Who the fuck you think you talking to? If you don't let that skinny hoe out the car?
Maybe those dusty tired dreads on top of your head are affecting your comprehension skills. So let me say it simply. Fuck off.
Wait, what the fuck you just say to me?
Oh, shit. You just messed up.
Now, we can try this a different way, baby. But I don't think you're gonna like it.
We don't want any trouble.
That girl ain't nothing but trouble. Mm-hmm. So trouble is what you about to get. So I suggest you unlock the motherfucking door.
You can't do that.
Then what's your plan?
I don't know.
What are they doing? Wait, that's how police park their car when they want to prevent someone from driving away.
Then go!
How? They're positioned at an angle and I can't back up.
You bitches ain't going nowhere!
There's a car behind us.
You gonna have to go through me.
Damn, she's here, Lucas. How many times do I gotta say she not playing with y'all? She probably got a gun right now. All right, I think we have to call the police now. Beulah, she's walking over.
There are times when adrenaline floods your system, drowning out everything but the clearest path for escape. It's a useful instinct inherited by us from our ancestors. They used it to dodge predators, and well, so am I.
Aw, shit! Hey, bitch, you almost killed my motherfucking mom! Bitch, when I find your ass, I'm gonna tear your ass up! Open
your
motherfucking house, bitch!
Oh my god! You really just did that.
Damn, you light-skinned, but you're not as prissy as you look. The look on that bitch's face when you almost ran her over?
You can get the hell out of my car. I will drop you off at a 7-Eleven.
I know you're not gonna dump me off at no liquor store.
Who are you to me? No offense, but you almost got us killed. They could still kill us for all I know.
Did you see what you did to his car door? They're not going anywhere.
That's not the point.
How old are you?
19. Well, y'all got some smoke up in here? Ooh, hot Cheetos.
Where are your clothes? Did he kidnap you?
Nah, that's Davon. I met up with him yesterday in Vallejo, told me I was gonna be his only bitch. We get to Oakland and come to find out, him and his mama working all kinds of bitches. I said, oh hell no. These lame assholes ain't even in my league. I'm out.
So he stripped you naked and made you parade the streets as punishment?
Yeah, but y'all smashing his car? Oh, karma is a bitch.
It's not funny. Do you even realize what could have happened?
Okay, listen, hey, one of y'all got a phone I can borrow?
Nope. The police station's the best I can do.
So I'm supposed to just get out the car?
Look.
Butt naked.
Here.
What the hell? That's my sweater.
Hey, what's your name?
It's Shantae. And thanks for nothing, stupid bitches.
There's no way she's about to walk in there.
And we both know she's gonna go right back to her.
Stupid hoe!
But we did the right thing.
We didn't do shit.
Now what the fuck am I supposed to do? Now what am I supposed to do?
Come on. Okay.
What are you two fussing about? Lenny Martinelli for Oaktown Mayor? Richard, put down the paint can.
I tried to tell him, boss. Martinelli is the apple juice. You ain't no damn apple juice.
Damn it, Lenny. No one's even going to notice. I'm running for mayor, you idiot. You think people are going to take me seriously when my name ain't even spelled right on my own damn building? This is an embarrassment!
Well, what am I supposed to do? It's done now.
Fucking fix it, moron!
Then I want $50 in cash. Now.
$50? For this half-ass mess?
Our deal was to paint one mural. If I gotta do it twice, it's double.
highway robbery. I'll do it myself.
Oh, wait. Hey, wait a minute. I ain't greedy. I'll do it for 20.
Done.
Hold up.
Hold on.
Is anyone gonna open the cafe? It's 9:30.
Ernie, give me a minute. Can't you see that I'm busy?
See? This is why people go to Starbucks. It's called consistency. Some of us have work to do.
Fine, Ernie. Go send your phishing emails from fucking Starbucks then.
You know, one of these days, I'm gonna stop coming to this dump if you don't get it together.
I can't say that the $1.50 you pay to sit your fucking fat ass down for 10 hours a day will be missed. You hear that? Is that coming from the church?
It sounds like it.
I'll be right back.
You're kidding me. Hey, did you change the Wi-Fi password again?
Fuck off.
Fucking transplants.
We already have to listen to your noise each Sunday morning. Now Tuesdays too?
Noise is called praise music. So
this is Revival Week. We do this every single year. It's been tradition since 1998.
It may be, but it's still noise. It's too loud.
Babe, let the police handle it. This is pointless.
Hold on just a goddamn minute, you entitled dipshits. These people lived and worshipped here back when your type called Oakland dangerous and scary.
What did you call me?
Now, because you got some overpaid tech job in downtown San Francisco, you think you can buy up all our property and tell us how to live?
I work at the Boys and Girls Club.
Don't interrupt. How do you think it's gonna look, you calling OPD on these God-fearing folks?
OPD ain't gonna show up for this.
You're only gonna make it worse getting the police involved. We still outnumber you, yuppies.
There are city ordinances on loud music. Yeah. They're breaking the law.
Yeah!
The gospel doesn't care about the laws.
Okay.
And this is an old building. Nothing we can do about that.
And you don't have to pass the green. They are the ones with the issue. You two have only a couple of options. One, go home and leave these people alone. Or two, I sent some guys I know with nothing to lose to pay you a visit.
Are you threatening us? You are a clown.
I've got nothing to lose.
This really is a waste of time. Let's go.
Hey, yo, let's hear that loud.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we gotta stick together to keep this hood out. And don't forget to vote for me, Lenny Martelli, as your Oakland mayor come November. And today, coffee is half price at the Resist Refuse Cafe.
Thank you, Lynn. We appreciate you. As this means gonna start coming to service.
No way, no.
With all due respect, I admire your desire to help. But I care about your soul more. Return or filth and sons. And I will heal your faithlessness.
Quoting Jeremiah, supposed to bring me back into the flock.
Just thought I'd try. You know, I can't resist an opportunity to remind you of the good word.
Warms my heart to humor you, Pastor. You let me know if you have any more trouble with these knuckleheads.
Hey, don't forget to take care of yourself.
Excuse me, Lenny? We've got a line of customers waiting for the cafe to open. It's my first day. I don't have the keys yet.
That's right. Got caught up in some town business.
I noticed.
Nothing pisses me off more than newcomers disrupting community instead of trying to be part of it. Remind me of your name again?
Beulah.
Right, right. Pretty girl with the old lady name. Well, let's go. I want to keep Ernie waiting. Kitchen's over there. That door leads to the back patio. The building in the back is a pirate radio station with about two listeners.
Oh, Rebecca does her weekly talk show there.
Between you and me, and Rebecca is a nice girl and all, but no one wants to hear all of that snowflake gibberish. It reeks of overeducation, elitism, you know?
Not really.
Now, a lot of what you see has come from swap meets, garage sales, the Salvation Army. Like, isn't this a beauty?
Wow, that's very cool.
It's an authentic Puma boot, limited edition, from some kind of showcase. Can you believe someone just gave this away? You've heard of Puma, right?
Yeah.
Here's a little sitting area for our customers to get cozy. And this here is Owen.
Wake up, you slob. We got customers in here.
What the fuck, Lenny?
Hey, buddy, if you're gonna crash here, sleep in the office.
Your office smells like shit, literally. I think there's rats back there.
Fucking millennials. You are a beggar, not a chooser. Remember that. Now, I need you to train Beulah here. I just gave her the grand tour, but she needs to learn how to make food, coffee, and all that stuff.
Sure, whatever.
Hey.
Oh, you're Savannah's twin.
You know Savannah.
We were friends, yeah.
All right, Prince Harry. Stop flirting and get to work.
Lenny, you gotta come see this.
What now?
It's Cafe Meta. They got a whole new setup. It looks just like Resist.
But cleaner. Real nice and new looking, too.
That hipster fuck. I don't believe it. Okay, you two, hold the fort down. I gotta take care of this. I'll be damned.
Hey, man. You made it in.
Yeah, just came to show support. Looks good. Very familiar.
Thanks, pal. Yeah, guess we're doing something right. Business is booming. Even Mayor Dane came by this morning.
Denise Dane. Here.
Yeah, Mayor Denise Dane. Got our picture taken for the Tribune and everything.
Oh, well, that's swell. Unity to the community, huh?
Yeah. You know, how are things in the Bottoms?
Great. Fantastic. I'm running for mayor, actually, but I'm sure you knew that.
No, I hadn't heard anyone talk about that at all, ever. Mayor. Wow.
Wow. Wow, indeed.
Yeah.
And seeing as how you like my style so much, I was actually hoping to get your endorsement.
Oh, man. I totally would. But like I said, Mayor Dane was here, and well, I think she's got the right ideas about where to take the city.
And where is that?
Neighborhood revitalization. Supporting the growth of our city, cracking down on crime and gang violence, especially with all the vandalism happening. I mean, it is terrible how out of hand it's gotten. Things have got to get better.
Oh yeah? For who?
What's that supposed to mean?
Does she have a plan to make sure current residents actually benefit from this revitalization you speak of?
The drugged out anarchist types running around breaking windows and starting fires probably won't benefit, no. But, you know, I doubt that gangbangers like her either. But then again, they don't bother to vote, do they?
Who knows? That might change.
Doubt it.
Can I use your bathroom?
Yeah, it's right over there.
Thanks, pal. Oh, and let me have one of your coffees to go. You smug, man bun wearing motherfucker. Okay. All right. Yeah, two could play at this game. Let's see how your customer's like a fogged up toilet. Fuck Denise Dane. Fuck you, you yuppie hipster. Fuck. Fuck Denise Dane. Fuck you. Alright.
Here's that coffee for you. That'll be $5.50.
What?
The coffee. It's $5.50.
You're shitting me.
How much do you charge for pour-overs?
Pour over what? Don't I get a neighborhood discount or something?
Len. Come on, you know better than anyone the cost of running a small business.
I don't know what you're talking about right now, but I know that $6 for a cup of coffee tells me that you don't get a lot of the local community in here.
All right. Listen, the coffee's on the house today. You enjoy that.
I will. Thanks, Tommy. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Oh, by the way, you might want to just check on your toilet in there. I had a giant buffet breakfast, you know? And I'm not sure that your pipes in there were able to handle what occurred.
I'll check it out.
You do that. Bring a mop.
See? Told you he was jacking your style.
It's lucky we were here, eh, Lenny?
We gotta go. Got things to do.
What about the mural?
Start over. I want it bigger!
Don't touch me. I've been blowing up your phone all week. Where have you been?
I've got some groceries for you here.
Are you deaf? I asked you a question.
Ari, running for mayor is a full-time job.
You had time to put that dumbass sign on the lawn? You think I'm stupid?
Let me in. There's ice cream for Sebastian in here.
Looks like dollar store garbage.
It's good stuff.
Whatever.
I have some bad news.
I'm not surprised. What now?
It's Annette. She decided to lease to a different tenant. I swear to you, I had no idea.
How long do I have?
She wants you out in a week. Thinks you're still using. She can't have any problems with the neighbors. I mean, I can't blame her after what happened at the last place. Of course, I know you're good now, but she's still on the fence. And
I see. So I pay you a deposit, sleep with you, and now me and my son are about to be on the street.
That second part was a passionate, consensual moments between two grieving adults. You don't have to make it sound so transactional, like I'm some kind of sugar daddy.
It was a transaction for me, asshole. You know survival.
Regardless, I don't want you to stress. I'll get you set up at another spot.
That's some dump like where you live?
Of course not. I got a nice little place for you and Sebastian already. It's right off MLK by the Ethiopian spot. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. And how do I know your wife won't rent that one out too?
Grandpa!
Hey there, baby Sebastian. Look what I got for you. It's strawberry ice cream.
Strawberry? That's my favorite.
I know. It was, is your daddy's too.
That punk isn't anyone's daddy.
Come on, not in front of the kid.
Now you're trying to tell me how to parent too?
I'm just saying he's still his father.
Correction. Sperm donor. Sebastian, go watch TV.
Okay. Bye, Grandpa.
I don't need you bringing that energy into my house while it's still my house.
There's only so much hate you can carry around before it's just unhealthy.
And what about you? You're the most unhealthy person there is.
Me?
Yes, you. Going around town, playing dress up, acting like you're gonna be a politician. You don't care about anybody but yourself. You're a joke.
Here's some money from this joke.
$50. Sugar daddy my ass.
I'll let you know when I find you a new place.
I thought you already had a place on MLK.
That's right. I gotta get the paperwork together.
Lenny?
Yeah?
Don't come back here unless you can help us.
Yeah. I'm gonna say bye to Sebastian. Sebastian. Grandpa's leaving.
Bye.
Do you know I love you?
I know that, Grandpa.
Your daddy loves you too. No matter what anybody tells you.
Okay, but how come he isn't here then?
That's a long story, little one. You know that movie you like, WALL-E?
Yeah.
Well, your daddy is like that robot. The one who goes around picking trash up and putting it together. That's what he's doing right now. He just needs a little more time.
I could help him.
I know you could. But then you'd have to go to robot school, and you don't want to do that.
Robot school?
It's really, really boring and takes like 10 years to get a degree. No. You stay here and wait for him and make sure you eat up all of that strawberry ice cream.
I can do that. That's easy.
I know you can. I know you can, honey. All right. Be good.
Love you.
Love you. Here's me past record, folks, which speaks for itself.
Good double crosser.
What is it, Owen?
Have you watched the video?
What video?
Lenny, you've gone viral.
Unless you're telling me I need to take a visit to the clinic, you're gonna have to translate.
There's a video of you at the church today saying crazy shit, and that video is now on the internet, and it already has 10,000 views.
Is that a bad thing?
It's a very bad look.
Come on! I was helping out Pastor Green. How can that be so terrible?
They're calling you a homophobe.
What? I didn't...
Just watch it. I texted you the link.
Hey, y'all. It's Mark here. So today I'm going to share with you a video of one of the most humiliating, dehumanizing experiences I've had since I moved to the Bay Area. This was hard to go through and even harder to watch.
Hold on just a goddamn minute, you entitled dipshits. These people lived and worshipped here back when your type called Oakland dangerous and scary. Now, because you got some overpaid tech job in downtown San Francisco, you think you can buy up all our property and tell us how to live?
I work at the Boys and Girls Club.
Don't interrupt. How do you think it's gonna look you calling OPD on these God-fearing folks?
OPD ain't gonna show up for this.
You're only gonna make it worse getting the police. We still outnumber you yuppies.
So he assumes we're yuppies who don't belong in the neighborhood. Why? Because we're gay? Because we're an interracial couple? And it doesn't stop there. Watch as he threatens us with violence.
You two have only a couple of options. One, go home and leave these people alone. Or two, I sent some guys I know with nothing to lose to pay you a visit.
Are you threatening us? You are a clown. You guys, this man is running for Oakland mayor. I know that is hard to believe because he looks like another crazy bigot, but in the era of Trump, we have to take every single one of these nutcases seriously. So share the video, send it to all your friends, and to all you Oakland residents out there, spread the word. We can't let this man anywhere near politics.
Lenny, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well?
Well, you are right. I am certainly, most definitely, fucked.
So what should I start, from the top?
Yeah! These are the credits, baby! Episode 1, Cesspool of Crime, Campaign Trial from Hell. Yeah! Will Packer, executive producer. James Lopez, executive producer. Look at here. Jack Levy, executive producer and director. Let's go. Dominique Mouton, you know, creator and writer, producer. Love you, baby. You dig? Hello. Whitney Fuller, creative executive. Michael Keybird, co-producer. Darrell Alexis, recording mixer, sound design. Ross Davis, audio consultant. Music supervisor, Jeff Forson. Music by Def Jeff, what up, boy? Joe Wolf, Tony Homer, score mongers. Paige Ramsey, production assistant. Julia Rome, production assistant. You dig? Main cast now. You dig? Hey, Angel Harper as Angela. Yeah. Annie Alonza plays Beulah. Cynthia Rodriguez, Araceli. And Drell playing as Devon Wallace. Come on now. Dustin Green playing as Eric. Michael Bradley playing as Lil Richard. Nelson Lenari playing as Darlene. Boyd Bentley as Sebastian. Omar Dorsey playing as Pastor Green. Sean Sharma playing as Ernie. Paul Butcher as Tom. Come on. Robbie Jarvis, Owen Edwards. Ryan Destiny plays Rebecca. You dig? Teresa Celeste, Shante Thomas. Yeah! Theo Rossi, Lenny Martelli. Wendell Messenger playing as Mark. Let's go. You dig? Shouts out. Souls Mission. Town Business, baby. You know? For real, though. Sound by Podcast Stage. This has been a Will Packer Media production, iHeart production, and I am that boy Drew Down, the one and only no phony immaculate Arthur Roney. Let's go.